Welcome. This is CNN Vantage Point. I'm Philip Pro, Chief Investment Strategist with CNN Wealth Management. Today's podcast will provide a market review for the month of May of 2023 and our current outlook. Financial markets had no shortage of focal points over the past month. President Biden and House Speaker McCarthy reached an agreement to raise the debt ceiling. The Fed proceeded with their 10th consecutive interest rate hike by raising rates 25 basis points and taking the Fed funds rate to 5.25%. The question of, is the Fed done raising rates, remains unanswered, with the minutes of the Fed meeting noting the need for further increases had become less certain, but upside risks to inflation remain. The most recent PCE deflator, the Fed's preferred measure of inflation, shows core inflation remains at an elevated 4.7% year-over-year rate. Corporate America continues to be in strong position. Through May 26, 97% of the S&P 500 companies had reported first quarter earnings. 78% of those companies reported a positive earnings surprise, while 76% reported positive revenue surprise. Artificial intelligence has been a major theme in Q1 earnings. AI potential has propelled excitement, and this has benefited many large tech companies within the S&P 500, which are poised to be major players within the artificial intelligence arena. The tech-heavy NASDAQ index produced a strong 5.93% return in May and has returned 24% year-to-date. The blue-chip Dow Jones Industrial Average Index, on the other hand, lost 3.17% in May and has returned just 0.25% year-to-date. The divergence of returns between the largest tech companies and all others has become reminiscent of the dot-com era. For instance, the S&P 500 has returned 9.64% through May, but only five stocks represent 80% of that index's return. To further highlight the year-to-date divergence, the S&P 500 index has outperformed the S&P 500 Equal Weight Index by 10%. In short, if you did not own the largest companies in the S&P 500 at least the index's market weight, your portfolio's return will most likely have underperformed and your results will look starkly different from the S&P 500. In fixed income, yields moved higher with the 10-year Treasury yield increasing 0.2% during the month and ending May at a yield of 3.64%. During the same time, the 2-year Treasury increased by 0.33%, widening the 2- to 10-year spread to 75 basis points. Most likely, the rise in yields were attributable to the debt ceiling concerns and the continued stubbornness of the core inflation reports. We do not view the debt ceiling resolution as a catalyst for banning our defensive portfolio positioning. Listeners may recall we shifted our portfolios from a slightly to moderately defensive posture during the rebalance in April. We continue to maintain that position as our risk outlook remains elevated. Persistent inflation remains a risk that could necessitate additional Fed rate hikes and extend the current rate hiking cycle. The labor market continues to remain strong, and this could also warrant additional Fed tightening. Futures markets have not completely ruled out a Fed hike at the upcoming June meeting. It is our view that equity valuations remain elevated and are not priced for additional rate hikes. We believe the stage is set for volatility to reaccelerate later this summer, and holding dry powder within a portfolio is prudent. Our portfolios are overweight in the ultra-short bond asset class, which is a lower-risk, fixed-income asset class that pays monthly income. This position represents our dry powder, and it can be used to fund a targeted trade into equities when valuations become more attractive, or to core fixed income if yields rise further. I'd like to remind our listeners that market conditions can change quickly. As circumstances change, CNN's market views and portfolio positioning may change accordingly. If you'd like more information about our current positioning and market thoughts, please contact any of our wealth management advisors. If you like this podcast, we'd be grateful if you share it with your friends. On behalf of the entire CNN Wealth Management team, I thank you for listening.
Please note, views are subject to change based on market conditions and other factors. These views should not be construed as recommendation for any specific security or sector. Client portfolios may or may not be at the positionings discussed due to, but not limited to, distributions, tax management limitations, systematic purchases, etc. Some products are not FDIC insured or guaranteed, not a deposit or other obligation of the bank, not guaranteed by the bank, and are subject to investment risk, including the possible loss of principal amount invested, and are not insured by any other federal government agency.